بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي زدني علما. In the battle of Trench, after the entire episode and incident, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, Al-an naghzuhum wa la yaghzuna. From today onwards, we will be advancing towards the kuffar in battle, and they will not be advancing towards us. So this came from a place of strength that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after this episode, there will be so much of ru'ab, awe within the kuffar, and so much of strength amongst the ranks of the Muslims, that the kuffar, as of today, now the landscape and the battlefield is, we advance to them. They wouldn't have that courage to march towards Madinah Tayyibah after this incident. And exactly as it Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is how it panned out. So the sixth year of Hijri, in the month of Safar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared 200 Sahaba radiallahu anhum and did not inform them of the details of the journey. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum are ready. They leave Medina Tayyibah. Now again, to explain that Sahaba radiallahu anhum are leaving Madinah Tayyibah in this expedition, they don't know anything. But they go in out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hides all information, keeps it a very top secret, no one knows anything. So no information is leaked to the tribe that we are going to attack. Now this was to avenge, to take revenge from the blood of Sahaba radiallahu anhum that was drawn in the fourth year of Hijri. In the fourth year of Hijri, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Adl and Qara were two tribes. Some narrations suggest that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Asim ibn Thabit was the Amir of this Jama'ah of 10 Sahaba. One narration suggests that they were sent as spies, and another narration suggests that they were sent as teachers and scholars, as teachers to go teach these people who had, they had sent a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We embrace the deen of Islam. We new to the deen of Islam. We require people to maintain service our knowledge of the deen of Islam. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered Sahaba radiallahu anhum and sent 10. And the leader of them is Asim ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, amongst others, which we would detail. Now this incident took place in the fourth year of Hijri. The revenge is only being meted out on the sixth year of Hijri. So what happened in the fourth year of Hijri, this was prior to the battle of Khandaq and the trench. So these 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum embarked on this journey, going out, and they were ambushed by the Banu Lahyan. Banu Lahyan had ambushed them before they could reach the destination. This was part of the bigger plan with others, that they called for some Sahaba to ambush them. So these 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Mu'asib ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, he sensed something is not right. He could see 100 people are rushing in his direction, we only 10. Immediately, laja'u ila qarqad, or qadqad. They immediately took refuge to a mountain top. They went to a high area and they took refuge. From there, these 100 now were shooting arrows and there was exchange of fire. Because of which, 10 sahas, from the 10, 7 sahaba radiallahu anhum became shaheed. Amongst them, Asim ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu becomes a shaheed. But prior to that, he makes dua. Allahumma akhbir anna nabiyak. Umay Allah, you inform our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We trapped. It's only 10. How do you send an SOS and an emergency call to Rasulullah SAW, you inform Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is happening, Umayya Allah? So Asim radiallahu anhu, amongst seven, they become shaheed. Asim, he was responsible for the killing of some notables. So from that tribe, Sulafa, the lady, she had taken a vow that, listen, if anyone can give me his skull, I want to drink wine from his skull. Kill him, sever the head and bring it, I want to drink wine from it. So there was a big prize and everyone was looking for the head of Asim radiallahu anhu. Asim radiallahu anhu realized the threat, what the intentions are, etc. He immediately made dua. He says, Allahumma ahmi laka al-yawma dinak, fahmi lahmi. Umayya Allah, I protected your religion. Please protect my body. That's all. Simple dua. I protected your religion. Ya Allah, you protect my deen. So Asim radiallahu anhu became shaheed. And they said, right, let's look for that body. Kuffar are looking for this body. Everyone is in hunt for the body of Asim radiallahu anhu. He made dua, Allah protect him. The kuffar, what happened is after they killed these seven, then they addressed the other three. And they explained to them in Zilu, listen, hat in hand, throw your weapons down. وَلَكُمُ الْعَهْدُ وَالْمِيثَاقُ أَلَّا نَقْتُلَ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدًا. Please come down, we will not interfere with you all. So there's three of them from seven, three against 100. What's the odds are really against these three Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So these three say, what do we do? Seven already became shaheed. We don't have any weapons left. What do we do? So, let's go down. So the three of them decided, okay, listen, let's call it a day. There's no war after now. And we're ready to come down. So the same proposal was given to Asim radiallahu anhu before the battle. And he said, Amma ana fala anzilu fi zimati kafir. I never ever will trust the word of a kafir. We will fight. So that's how the battle started. These three, see, the odds are all against us. We should give in to them. So they dropped the armor and they said, right, let's come down the mountain pass. And as the mountain top, as they're coming down, then أَطْلَقُوا أَوْطَارَ قِسِيِّهِمْ فَرَبَطُوهُمْ بِهَا. They took out the strings from the bows and they tied their hands. So, three Sahaba were tied up. We'll come back to that. Asim radiallahu anhu, they're looking for his body. The moment they come to his body, there's a swarm of bees that's protecting his body. They can't come close to even touching his body. It's only there, nowhere else. The moment they come, there's a swarm of bees and they cannot get his body. So they said, leave it. There is no threat of here, it's just us. Morning we'll wake up, we'll pick up his body, we'll take it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent rain that night. The water washed his body, opened up the ground, buried him naturally. They came to look for him, no sign of his body. They couldn't find it. This shows us the truth of the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ يَحْفَظُكَ. You protect the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Whatever is sacrificed in the name of the deen is protected. Anything that is given for the deen of Allah, Allah will protect us inshaAllah. So if we want protection from for our houses, use our resources for the protection of the deen. If we protect the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect our word and our speech. Simple recipe. إِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ يَحْفَظْكَ. Protect the deen of Allah and Allah will protect us. So he made the dua, Allah protected him. They didn't find his body. Three Sahaba radiallahu anhum are left. Who are these three? These three were Abdullah ibn Tariq radiallahu anhu, Zayd ibn Dathina radiallahu anhu, and Khubayb radiallahu anhu. Each one, there was an incident with these three. Abdullah ibn Tariq, the moment they tied his hands, he says, هذا أول الغدر. This is the first deception of these people. إِنَّ لِي بِهَاؤُلَا إِلَىٰ أُسْوَىٰ. I've got an example and a role model. See, this servant became shaheed. I don't mind. I'd rather become shaheed, but I'll never move on with these people. Now, he's been stubborn. They tied him. They're telling him, walk, not walk in. جَرُّهُ. They're trying to drag him, not moving. He's been very stubborn, doesn't want to move. He says, I'd rather become shaheed, but I'll never walk on with you all. So what they did was, they killed him, and he also became a shaheed. Two left. Zayd ibn Dathina and Khubayb radiallahu anhu. These two eventually were taken to Makkah Mukarrama. Huzail tribe, Banu Lahyan, had sold him to the Kufar of Quraysh. They were responsible for drawing blood in the battles against some very important people in the families of Kufar. So there was a price for every one of these two. So they sold. Zayd ibn Dathina, he was sold to Safwan ibn Umayyah. So Safwan, his father Umayyah, so Zayd was responsible for his death. He killed Umayyah. So he says, right, I'm going to take your life. So he told the slave, take him to the outskirts, out of the boundaries of the Haram Sharif, and take his life. So they're taking him to kill him on the outskirts, out of respect for Makkah Mukarrama. Even the Kufar had that avama and greatness, reverence for the Haram Sharif. They took him out. So everyone went to witness what was happening. So when they caught him, and they're ready to take his life, Zayd ibn Dathina radiallahu anhu, Abu Sufyan posed the question to him. He says, would you be happy at this moment that we replace you with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We put Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your place and you are free. Subhanallah, that very famous words we always hear about it. But it's about living it also. So he says, Wallahi ma uhibbu anni fi ahli wa Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi makanihi alladhi huwa fi tusibuhu shawka. Figure about me changing places with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would never be happy with me being safe and sound with my family and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be pricked with a thorn. Never would I ever ask for him to come in my place. Meaning they're testing the iman of this and the trust that he has for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like, just giving everything for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you feel like you're in this situation because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, no. I don't want to change the situation. I'm ready for it. On that occasion, Abu Sufyan says, Wallahi ma ra'aytu ahadan, yuhibbu ahadan, kahubbi ashabi Muhammadin Muhammada. I haven't seen a people love a people as much as Sahaba love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, I haven't seen it. The way they would die and do anything for him, that's part of their DNA. Love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with some iota and some bit of that love that Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khubayb radiallahu anhu, what happened to him? Khubayb radiallahu anhu is in captive. Okay, he was sold to Harith ibn Amir because he had drawn the blood of some relative. And he says, okay, we'll take the life of Khubayb. The daughter Zainab says, Wallahi ma ra'aytu asiran qattu. I haven't seen in my life a captive better than Khubayb radiallahu anhu. I haven't seen. He's tied up as a captive in Makkah Mukarrama, barren lands. I saw bunches of fresh grapes in front of him, yet there's no grapes in Makkah Mukarrama. And I said it was risk and rosy Allah sent even for a captive. He's eating grapes. We don't have grapes in the market. We don't even have it in our homes. He's eating pricey, lovely grapes. That was one incident of Khubayb. Then the next incident was they're preparing him now to take his life. As they make in preparations, he is also making preparations. And he asked one of them, he said, please, can you borrow me a razor? I want to shave unwanted hair so I meet Allah in a good state. Subhanallah. As we live, shall we die. If we live with purity, we would die with purity. You will notice certain people, they're in hospital sometimes 4 months. But the day he dies, he's so clean. Because he was particular about tahara in his life. So he will pass away like that. When he was healthy, he was worried about salah. He passes away worried about salah. Did I read salah? And he's passing away in that manner. So as we live, shall we die. And we have to be careful. And that's one moment. You don't want the people responsible for your burial to see the other side of us. You don't want them to see najasa. You don't want them to be cleaning filth. You want to be the cleanest we can. Which means if we are clean and our slates are clean in the deen of Allah, we'll pass away with clean, inshallah. Very clean. They wouldn't see anything, inshallah. And sometimes you ask the brothers responsible, Allah reward them for burial. And they say, Mulana, we don't know what was smelling better. The fragrance from his body or our camphor. We mixing ether, camphor and different things, different fragrance coming from him. So sometimes we say, leave it one side. The fragrance from his body is better. But when that sunnah is brimming in our lives, then that scent will be of fragrance, inshallah, a good fragrance. So he had this razor, he's preparing himself. As he's busy, one child was walking around and sat on the lap of a captive with a razor in his hand. So the mother comes and she immediately freaks out. She's like cold in her feet, doesn't know what to do. So Khubayb sensed it. And he says, Atakhshina alay, you fear for your son that I'm gonna kill him. Listen, we don't take innocent lives. Put me on the battlefield, I take lives. But not an innocent child. Come take him away. I won't take his life. So that's true jihad. That's a true mujahid. That's a person who is governed by the sunnah. We don't take innocent life. We know how to vent and where to vent it. We know how to play jihad. It's not about looking for innocent people and taking lives. There's a place for it. So she was taken aback. What she's noticing, what she's witnessing. And then Khubayb radiallahu anhu, he asked them, please brothers, I know if I'm going to ask a request, it's going to be a tall order. Please give me permission. I want to perform 2 rakats of salah. He says, no problem. How is that going to help you? He says, no, I just need permission. He made wudu, 2 rakats of salah they gave him. He says, had it not been for this fear that you would think I'm reading a long salah out of fear of death, I would have read a very long salah. But I made it brief so you don't have bad thoughts about me. I want to pass away. It's my last salah, I would have wanted it to be long, but I wouldn't do that. So he performed 2 rakats very briefly. This was the first sahabi to initiate the sunnah of 2 rakats nafal before death. After this, everyone got this idea, if ever you're a captive, must read 2 rakats before you die. If they're taking you to death row, must read 2 rakats. So they learnt it from Khubayb radiallahu anhu. And he's the one that will be getting a share from every person who will practice similar. So anyway, Khubayb radiallahu anhu read 2 rakats of salah and they were ready to take his life. And then he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, oh my Allah, we spread the message of your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please pass the message to him, our message now, that we are about to pass away. And then there was a lot of couplets. Ya Allah sabbirni, ya Allah give me patience. What I'm going through is not a difficulty. This is not hard. And then the famous couplets, وَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا عَلَىٰ أَيَّ شِقٍ كَانَ فِي اللَّهِ مَسْرَعِي وَذَاكَ فِي ذَاتِ الْإِلَهِ وَإِيَّشَ يُبَارِكَ عَلَىٰ أَوْصَالِ شِلْوٍ مُمَزَّعِي. He says that, وَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا. As long as my life is going in the with iman, I don't care about anything else. That's the only thing. I pass away with iman. وَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ عَلَى أَيِّ شِقٍ كَانَ لِلَّهِ وَفِي اللَّهِ مَسْرَعِ. As long as they're going to flaw me for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is for the sake of Allah. He'll bless even the broken pieces of my body. He'll put barakah in it. So he was happy that he's giving his life for Allah. He performed the 2 rakats of salah. And Khubayb radiallahu anhu became a shaheed. 60 of Hijri, Nabi Sam is going, as we said, didn't tell Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Suddenly they come to an area, Banu Lahyan get information Nabi Sam is coming, he's very, very close. The area where we attack these 10 Sahaba, he's in that vicinity, thinking about what they went through, and they're marching on. So the Banu Lahyan, they immediately took refuge and they ran for their lives. Nabi Sam comes, waits few days, no trace of Banu Lahyan. He sent a few scouts and groups, couldn't track them down. They were really gone, and they disappeared. So Nabi Salasam, to instill fear on the kuffar, he advanced towards Makkah Mukarramah, just to like to say, listen, we are around and we're not scared. Even if we 5, even if we 10, we'll come for you. So they started shaking. But Nabi Salasam is only with approximately 200 sahaba. A whole city of Makkah Mukarramah is shaking, they're vibrating. Nabi Sam, you know that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they're scared of, this, that rob, nusirtu bi rob, Nabi Sam, that was the khususiyya. He was assisted with that divine rob and awe. So the kuffar were shaking anyway. Nabi Sam comes back to Makkah Mukarramah, and there was no bloodshed, there wasn't anything. This was in the 6th year of Hijri, Rabi'ul Awwal. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam return was out of Madinah Tayyibah for approximately 2 weeks. And Nabi Sam returns back to Madinah Tayyibah. But the lesson is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made every effort. He went out of Madinah Tayyibah and he made effort for the deen of Allah. He was the commander on the front rows. Amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum with the sword in the hand. Not hiding anywhere. And this was the best of the creation of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How can we get ever a better commander? Yet this was the example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that courage, that strength, and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Ash-shukru.